M3GXW.
Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Welcome to the WV3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
I presume there's no Marty so far tonight. John, would you like to take that control?
GXW, I'm going to pass on that. Why don't you do it, Al? Over.
I have a nasty infection. I'm not really up to it tonight. That would be tough. How about Scott? Another one of our experienced net controllers. Would you like to take a shot, Mike? Scott? Anyone else willing to be a net control? All right, folks, I'll give it a try. I don't have a complete list except what's in the box at the moment. Anyone on the W3ICF repeater? This is the MDC Section Wide EchoLink Conference. Anyone on the W3ICF repeater?
Good evening there, Al. This is Phil, W3 in the basement, as well as monitoring the repeater up there. What can I do for you, Al?
Just like to welcome any stations on your repeater or other links from your site. You would like to check in on the net and make comments this evening.
Okay, Al. I did have a while ago, I can't tell, I'm guessing I can still be there. There was a N2OMC connected by EchoLink to the W3ICF repeater. So if you're still there, N2OMC, come ahead and check into the net. Say what you'd like to the ARRL Maryland DC section net. Back to N2OMC. Nothing heard. Let me check to see if there's anybody on the RF side of the repeater. This is W3ICF. Anybody on the W3ICF-R repeater 14673 wants to check into the ARRL Maryland DC section net? Come ahead, please.
W3IEF.
Go ahead, Dave. Got something to say? W3ICF.
I'm just here to monitor and see what's interesting going on around the area tonight. The unit that we were talking to a minute ago, Phil, he's off. I don't know if it's just me or if that's working on his end, but I'm having difficulty copying him. I had to hook into my stereo in the car in order to actually be able to understand what he's saying.
K3DO.
Okay, K3DO, Mike, go ahead. You got something for the net?
Just want to stop in and say hi, and good hearing everybody. Look forward to these Good Fridays. So that's all I got. Send it back over to you, Phil.
Okay, Mike, once again, thanks for everything that you and Brown are doing up here for amateur radio in the Frederick County area. 146730 repeater, RF side, want to come in. Come ahead, please, W3ICF.
What was the call ahead of Mike, Phil? I couldn't quite catch it.
That there was K3DO, the last one, that's Mike, and the one prior to him was Dave, KC3IEF. And I never did hear from the person that came through by EchoLink. So back to you there, Al. If there's anything else I can do to help out, let me know.
Very well. I thank you, Phil. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your team out your way.
They're on the net tonight. I'll do what I can, Al. I'll probably fall flat on my face, but I'll help any way I can. W3ICF.
All right. Thank you, Phil. KA3POX. Go ahead, Ken.
Control, this is KA3POX, currently linked to the Prince George's County Aries repeater K3ERA. So at this time, I would like to first call on any stations that have connected to my node, KA3POX-L, for any comments. Go ahead. Not hearing any, let me call for anybody listening on the K3ERA repeater to make any comments for the not hearing anything. I'll turn it back to net control from KA3POX. Good evening.
All right, thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate you coming aboard tonight. AC0SXW, Wade. How about some comments for the net this evening? Good evening to you.
You.
Yeah, good evening. First time calling in to the DC net. No real comments for the group. Just curious as to how EchoLink operated, but I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Thank you. Back to net.
Okay, fine business, Wade. Welcome to the group. And this is held once a month as a section-wide net for all the jurisdictions in the MDC section. which includes quite a few link repeater systems and other links. And we get to exchange information about the activities in our local areas and support. The long pause before I return to you is to allow time for repeaters to reset. Something everyone should keep in mind. After about a minute or so, you should stand by for 5 or 10 seconds at a minimum to allow the repeaters to reset. Okay, Milford, N3WYG, how about some comments this evening? Welcome.
Hello. Ah, there you go. I have too many buttons and too many keys and all of that. I am sorry. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford? I'm in Bowie, and it's nice and dark down here, but at least it's dry. That's the main thing. A couple of things. First of all, we want to remind everybody coming through the area in the on their morning journeys to work or morning journeys to the shack or morning journeys shopping that the Holly Net is still in operation from 7 to 9 a.m. on the weekday mornings in honor of Miss Holly Bevan in 3MB. Who has been silent key for quite some time now. We're setting up, reestablishing the Holly Net in memory of Miss Holly Bevan. So be sure and join us. We're here from 7 to 9 each weekday, working day morning, and look forward to talking to you. And the second thing, Mr. Al, you got a little bit too quick for me. I was too slow on the switch, whichever. I think it's more me being slow on the switch. But I did want to remind everybody of Snatcher Fest coming up on the first Saturday, I believe it is, in December at the American Legion Youth Camp, which is just behind the Cheltenham Cemetery around Surratt's Road. So I just want to remind them of that, and if I can get the information, I'll put it up in the little box. So with that, I'll pass it back. W3YGQ, in the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, in Bowie.
Okay, fine business. Milford, anyone need any fills on Milford's information? Okay, anyone on the W3SMD repeater that would like to check with us or make comments this evening? Your call.
Now, this is KB3FWW, Connect Control.
I got you, Ray. Good evening. Any comments for us this evening, sir? Welcome.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't on that particular repeater. I'm on the KB3FWW/L repeater, simplex repeater, the Hollywood Firehouse down in St. Mary's County. Not a whole lot going on. I'm sorry I haven't been able to get in here. I try to operate from the house and on the HT, and I just can't make the repeater. So I'm in my mobile sitting at a shopping center back in net control, KB3FWW.
Okay, very good, Ray, and you're loud and I've heard you in a long time. Very well. Anyone else on W3SMD? All right, anyone on the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot system that would like to check in here tonight, your call. Okay, nothing heard. WI3J, Stu, welcome aboard tonight. How about your comments for the net, sir? Whiskey India 3, Juliet, your comment.
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, Echo Link Node 84345.
Hey, Whiskey 3, November, Dan in Port Republic. Welcome to the net. How about your comments, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much, Net Control. Yeah, the name here is Dan, my first time checking into the net. Just kind of getting up to speed on all these links and everything. I do have a question. Is there a way to get into this net through the All-Star Network? I've just got it up and running. I'm just curious. But hey, great to hear everybody, and I'll try to be more productive in getting onto this thing in the future. So back to net control. This is WW3N.
Okay, very well, Dan, and welcome to the net. It meets every month on this Friday night. And the purpose, of course, is to exchange information among stations checking in from all around the section and through a number of the repeater and link systems. And it's also used for debriefing and strategic discussions and administrative planning and response to disaster actions that we might deploy and that sort of thing. So it's a good workhorse way of communicating over a very wide area. In fact, we get check-ins from other continents from time to time. And the answer to the question is, I don't believe there currently is a connection to the All-Star, but let me ask John if it might be possible to arrange one should it ever be necessary. WB3GXW, any thoughts?
WB3GXW, not currently. I don't have the equipment or the internet space available to do All-Star. Currently, got this repeater, the 225 repeater, out of the connection.
Okay, well, thank you, John. A project that's not absolutely necessary with a large diversity of repeaters and links already operating on your system. The work to make possible, for which we're all very grateful to you. Thank you. Do you have any other thoughts while you have the mic in hand, John?
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. The Laurel Club will be holding its final test session at the Women's Club of Laurel tomorrow at 9 o'clock for this year. We take the month of December off. Any upgrades or new licenses will be in the database by late morning on, if you're in a hurry to upgrade or you know somebody's going to test the day. Bulletins will be on tomorrow evening, starting at 8 o'clock, and that's about it. We survived the weather, despite the fact that I did have to go to Frederick yesterday and endure the 5 inches of snow up there. WB3GXW out.
Fine business, John. Anyone need any fills on any of John's info? Okay, W3SND says that the interface board between Echolink and RF died on him. Trying to find a new one. There's no mic on the computer, so he has nothing significant to add further to the net. And thank you for that. And good evening to you, and best holiday wishes as well. KA2JAI repeater system. Mike and the group, anyone who'd like to check in and make comments from that system? W3YVQ, your call.
KA2JAI, sounds like we had some doubles there.
Yes, we did. KA2JAI, have you? Well, and the other station sounded like it might have been in November 3. Please try again on the JAI system.
Julia J3K, Whiskey Julia 3 Kilo with a mic in his hand.
Number 3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
Okay, you got those two sorted out. WJ3K, red-handed with a microphone in your hand, we have you. Good evening, and N3SEO, good evening. Okay, let's start with KA2JAI. Any comments for the net tonight?
Good evening, Al, and everyone. Been busy with some public service events here in recent. So we had a big 50K run down in Rosaryville State Park, and we're looking forward to a smaller 10K event coming up on Sunday here as well lately. And tomorrow we have an Aries meeting coming up. I'll leave it to N3SEO to tell you about that. Back to you, Al. This is KA2JAI.
Fine business, Mike. Thank you very much. And N3SEO, we don't get to talk, but we get to pass like ships in the night quite often. Your comments for the net this evening. Welcome.
Aries meeting tomorrow. We're going to discuss some games with the computer and hopefully start to assemble the health department go kits, which we have acquired from the health department, and they're to be statewide. We kind of bit the bullet on the snow, not much here in Anne Arundel County. Back to you, Al. Good evening. N3SEO.
Fine business. Good to hear you and talk with you again. It's been a while. WJ3K, how can you explain yourself? Good evening.
Al, I don't have to explain myself to you, and I don't think anybody else cares. But right now I'm working on a presentation or a workshop for the Aries meeting tomorrow on crossband repeaters. We've had some very good success down here on our exercises using crossband repeaters, particularly outside of buildings where even the people inside with their cell phones could not communicate during an exercise. We got some big attaboys for that. And that is one thing that we can do when absolutely all else fails. The repeaters are down, All the commercial circuits are down, and all we have out there is some cross-band repeaters and vehicles on hilltops. Tonight I gave a presentation down at the Anne Arundel Radio Club on ATRS, essentially for the same thing, where we can set up a mobile net with no fixed facilities whatsoever, and we can begin communications in a real diary now, and I hope that's worthwhile. WJ3K.
It most certainly is, Gordon, and thank you very much. And Gordon and I, for the sake of the net, have known each other for many years, and he was a long-time participant in our MDD-CW-NTS net, so we've rubbed elbows for decades. And working mobile on top of a hill to work the guys down the gully comes in, particularly in the hilly parts of the state, and even back here along Gunpowder, where you can't hit any of the repeaters from down in the gulch, and either cross-band repeating or manual operation of a station on the hilltop solves the problem. And that's the innovation that makes amateur radio unique in the communications infrastructure of this country. Let me break for the timers. Okay, is there anyone else on KA2JAI? Okay, W2OK, Ross, welcome to our NDC conference. Your comments for the net, sir.
Good evening, everybody. I really don't have anything else to add. Good evening. This is my first time using Echolink, so I'm just trying to check out how this all works, and that's about it. Back to you, Al.
Okay. Glad to have you aboard, Ross. And tools section for Echolink, you can select a variety of choices for your push-to-talk. A spacebar toggling is one method. Sometimes if you have your mouse out of the right area on the application, the PTT won't work. So many of us will switch over and use the right-hand control key in momentary mode, so it operates just like the push-to-talk switch on a microphone. So when you let go, you're done. That's sometimes helpful. For a first-time Echolink user, I find that's a helpful tip. Thanks for joining us tonight, and you're welcome anytime. Let's break for the timers. Very well, N3RO, another long-time acquaintance here in MDC. Mr. Rick, good to see you aboard. Your comments for the net, sir. November 3, Romeo Oscar. Good evening, Rick. Your comments. Having heard, we'll come back to some of the folks we've missed here. So, hey, Scott, welcome to the conference. Your comments, sir.
I think it came to me. A little broken up there, a little low. Nothing really going on here. We didn't get a whole lot of snow, but we got enough to make it yucky out yesterday. So glad that that's all we had. KB3JQQ.
All right. Thanks for joining us tonight, Scott. Let's break for the timers. Okay. Anyone on the November 3 Hotel Foxtrot system? Okay, November 3 Yankee India. Welcome aboard. Any comments? Okay, Whiskey India 3 Juliet. Mr. Stu, any comments for the net? Okay, Kilo 3 Romeo, Romeo Papa. Welcome to the MDC Echolink section-wide conference, Ray. Do you have any comments for us this evening?
This is Kilo 3 Romeo, Romeo Papa.
Okay, you dropped out on us several times, Ray. Try it again. You were coming through the repeater and not direct when you were talking, over.
This is Kilo 3 Romeo, Romeo Papa. I copy.
That's better. That time I got the entire transmission. Continue.
Roger that. No traffic. Just checking to see if I can check in.
Well, you made it fine. Don't change anything in the app. It's working. And this is not only used for our section-wide conference, but also for post-activity discussions, administrative traffic during emergency responses, etc., and for other uses such as daily check-in means from the internet to our Maryland Emergency Phone Net, which meets every day of the year, starting at 4:30 p.m. with a formal call-up at 5 p.m., and we assign an Echolink rep, if there's one aboard who can do it, and take check-ins for folks who can't get in on HF for one reason or another. W3YVQ MDC section conference, stand by for the timers. And before I go to the next station, who may have quite a bit to offer us this evening, Is there anyone among those who were checked in on the list already or on other repeaters or links who I have missed for comments for one reason or another? Your calls, please.
KB3MXM.
I saw you pop up on the list, and that's why I wanted to clear the slate from any hanging comments or dangling chads, if you will, and turn the net over to our honorable section manager for your comments. Welcome aboard, Marty, and good evening to you.
Yeah, thank you, Father Al. Well, it was just a great evening to figure out the issues and get them all corrected to get on here. Nothing seemed to work. I don't know what was going on, but I'm glad I made it. And thank you very much for stepping up and how smooth and effortless it always seems from you for running nets, years of a great experience, and thank you very much for that. I really don't have much to add. I think we've all somewhat recovered from our first Snowmageddon, if we could possibly say that, but not a problem so far, and it depends where you were living on what kind of experience you had, so break. And there's a couple of holiday activities coming up here soon. Check your schedule and look at the news for those. Support is always welcome, and I might actually get an opportunity, if I'm not too busy, to drop in just to say hi. And since we've got Thanksgiving coming up soon, I wish all and everyone here the very same. And that's really all I've got at this point. Al, I'll turn it back over to you if that's okay. Thank you very much, KB3MXM.
I'm Business Marty, and I know you've been a busy man. And thank you for your service. And it's absolutely incredulous to witness the camp fires and the Southern California fires and all the damage out there. You imagine the whole town is burned down and gone, and all the people lost everything they owned, and way too many lost their lives. Disasters can happen anytime. That's why it's so important to join up with your area's team and with our larger wide area coverage nets in the section, and be prepared to work with your neighborhoods, your CERT and FRS and GMRS people, citizen band folks, and help knit their operations together and give them
A-B-3-J-Q-Q
ICS form traffic and other radiogram traffic, whether regular or hybrid, back and forth across the state to their respective NIMS ICS departments that might have been put in place. Okay, anyone else with any comments or questions so far? And we'll go back and try and catch some of the folks who did not respond the first time around. Anyone? Okay, N3RO, Rick and Frederick, any comments? November comments on the iPhone. Okay, W3TDH. You are always able to contribute something, so glad you're aboard. How about some comments for the net?
Well, the weather is old news, so I won't touch on that, but I was wondering if anybody in the section has made effective use of mesh networking to provide connectivity for smart devices, operations, or a drill. So if anybody has an answer to that, my call sign, W3TDH at ARRL.net. Thank you.
Okay, very well. Anyone have any initial comments rather than going through the email route for W3TDH? Well, I will say it is developing some considerable popularity around the country, particularly when you consider a community of reasonable dimensions like a small farm town in the Midwest or a town up in the mountains, for providing a very dynamic and adaptable digital communications network around town. And somewhere on that network you can put in an RMS packet gateway station for digital WinLink, on the packet frequencies or an HF gateway, which becomes almost an essential, so that that whole community can send traffic back and forth via HF to the WinLink network or to NTS Nets or the DTN, the Digital Traffic Network, which is a Pactor 3 nationwide messaging service. And the advantage of the mesh network is that it converses among its cards on TCP/IP, so you can run web browsing and smartphone connections, so long as the smartphones are able to talk to one another back-to-back. That would be the key factor, I suppose. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, if you have the right bit of software in terms of an app, that shouldn't be a severe challenge. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, very well. I know in last it was discussed up in New Jersey and New York area, the cards were so cheap, people would just buy them and stick them everywhere that they could put a solar panel or supply them with power, an antenna up against the environment, and that way they're accessible from everywhere in town. And you're always in range of one of them, so to speak, and that's a very effective way of moving high-speed data back and forth in communities. It's, however, there are similar problems with trying to run 2.5 and 5 gig in towns, because if you don't get the antennas up high enough to get over the public use of the outside of the amateur band frequencies in those bands, the noise gets to be severe. But there are a lot of towns that are using 2.5 gig and 5 gig on tower-mounted antennas, sometimes with power amplifiers in the amateur frequencies, very effectively interfacing mesh networks on a more local level. Well, enough of that. Anyone have any additional questions or comments on that topic? And let's reset the timers first. Okay, anyone else want to expand on that topic of mesh? As a reminder, one of the big advantages of the WinLink system is that its mailing address system is totally dynamic. That is to say, you can check into any packet gateway station or any HF Pactor WinLink gateway station or an HF WinMore station, and its connections to the message server will allow you to get your mail. In other words, your mail finds you, so that if you want to send a message 3 blocks to the north of you, you could check into a gateway in Norfolk, Virginia to post your traffic, and the station north of you could check into New Jersey or New York or Ohio's another packet gateway in section, and his traffic would be automatically downloaded to him. On the other hand, the radio email applications from WinLink, notably the Express package, which is the most modern one that runs on .NET framework on your computer, or the older AirMail program, do allow peer-to-peer communication, so you can connect to your neighbor down the road on either packet or HF and pass fully email formatted traffic with multiple addressees, copies, and binary attachments as necessary. And there's more. The Radio Relay International's Digital Traffic Network, which is the newest iteration of the old NTSD, can handle two kinds of messages. One is the standard radiogram we've been using since back when George Hart and Manley at headquarters and prior communication managers started using the modified Western Union Telegram as a radiogram. That radiogram format persists to this very day, and it can be transmitted via the RRI as well as the manual voice of CW Nets. But we also have a new form called the hybrid radiogram, which can contain the text contents of an ICS form between the breaks in the radiogram, and therefore the remaining preamble and address and signature accountability and tracking of the message and rallying of the message within the system. And therefore, you have a number of different alternatives for the served agencies, as well as radiogram messaging anywhere in the country. The DTN runs 24/7 on Pactor HF with automatic forwarding, no infrastructure connections except local power at all. That's just a brief reminder of some of the minute details of the of the status of messaging in the country, and Marty knows very well I would seize upon an opportunity to jump on that soapbox given the time to do so. So thank you all for listening. But it's a powerful resource that has not gone unnoticed by FEMA, Department of Defense, Homeland Security, NITS, and other agencies, particularly those in the 150 or more VOAD agencies, which are the non-government relief agencies, including Red Cross, Salvation Army, etc. So it's worth discussing within your areas groups of what equipment to invest in to make sure you're part of the big picture, as well as the other side of the coin, your local neighborhood picture. Anyone with any additional comments or questions for Lynette? Going once, going twice. Anyone else? Okay, folks, stay tuned for next month's Thursday meeting. Marty, have you looked at the calendar to know whether or not there's a holiday, or are we going to do it on the normal Friday night, Marty? Over.
Yeah, thank you, Al, for taking the net tonight. Greatly appreciate it. Now that I'm over the technical difficulties, I'll have to go back and do some hot washing on that. And thanks to everyone who joined us this evening and for the monthly net. Next month on the third Friday, yes, that would be the 21st, I believe. And I should be more than available to do that. 21st. Of December is the third Friday. Back to you, Al.
Very well. Thank you, Marty. And W3GDH makes a totally appropriate comment about the fact that when we handle digital traffic for served agencies on the lower frequency methods, like packet on 2 meters or even 9600 baud packet on 450, and certainly on HF backdoor at 3600 bits per second until we get the Dragon 4 approved, you need to make them aware of the fact that the bandwidth limitation in their messaging path is the radio bandwidth available. On the other hand, in local communities, the other big advantage of mesh is that you can let it rip and achieve essentially wideband Wi-Fi type service. Does that sufficiently represent your views, W3TDH?
TDH.
I'm sorry, my app seemed to hang up here, and I may have actually doubled with you. Try again, please.
Much. W3TDH back to net.
Okay, very well. A good subject to discuss in your ARIES groups, and then have your DECs and the SECs perhaps provide a forum for discussing these things, perhaps even here on Echolink, to work out ways to establish compatibility across the entire section. And remember that NIMS and ICS can establish a command at any time without notice that extends beyond our boundaries, either your county boundaries or your state boundaries, and therefore having some sort of ubiquitous service or some homogeneity, it becomes difficult to deal with those situations when you don't have working rapport and standardization vis-a-vis your neighboring sections and so forth. One more time, anyone with any additional comments? Very well, this has been a regularly scheduled session of the MDC section-wide Echolink conference. Thanks to all the repeater and link owners and operators for providing the connections to expand the coverage for this activity, and all those who checked in here on Echolink, whether by smartphone or direct. Thank you all for joining us. Very sincere wishes for a happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Bite the bird and then sit back and take a nap. W3YBQ 730.
Yeah, let's hope that launch gets off early in the morning, too. I think it's 4 a.m. KAB3MXM. Thanks again, Al.
You're most welcome, sir. 730.
Great job, Al. W3RCF.
Thank you, Phil. It's a busman's holiday. I do MAPN two nights a week, and they don't, haven't thrown me off there yet. And special thanks to our host, John WB3GXW, and also kudos and thanks, much appreciation for the Dash L service for MAPN, BTN, MDD. And I suspect some of our MDD ops may need to come up and use Dash L before long gone, there was no prop again tonight. It's been five or six nights this month so far that 7 p.m. is a non-Nevis activity. W3Y with you. Thank you, 7:30.
Welcome to the W3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.